Well, good morning. Welcome to church. The Lord be with you and also with you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, today we're thinking about questions we may not think to ask of God. So today we're thinking about, does God laugh? And our mission focus for this month is on the work of the Thomases with InterServe in Thailand and Anglican police chaplaincy. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us this morning to listen to you speak to us through your word. We pray that what we do now is pleasing in your sight. We're mindful of each other, we miss each other, and we pray, Father God, that one day soon we'll be able to meet appropriately together. But in the meantime, Father God, this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. May what we do be pleasing in your sight and encouraging to one another. For we ask it in his name. Amen. Well, how about you join with me by saying together, Gracious God, we humbly thank you for all your gifts so freely given to us. For life and health and safety, for power to work, leisure to rest, and for all that is beautiful in creation and human life. But above all, we praise you for our Saviour, Jesus Christ, for his death and resurrection, for the gift of your Spirit, and for the hope of sharing in your glory. Fill our hearts with all joy and peace in believing, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, today the children are meeting via Zoom with Karen, Emily and Anthony and Vitti, and we pray that their time together is a really encouraging time. And as they go into school holidays time or homeschool holidays time, we're very much mindful of the parents who've been caring for their kids and teaching them. And so for all of us, we've got a little kid spot today, and so Colin, with great expense, is going to come and sing to us one of his very favourite and special songs, Remember the Lord.
From the sky above to the deepest sea, God is everywhere, and you're never too small to be loved by God. You're never beyond his care.
If you stub your toe when you get out of bed, and you slip in the shower and you knock your head, if you miss your brekkie and your bike tire's flat, if the dog eats your lunch and you step on the cat, remember the Lord, oh, remember that he is in control. Remember the Lord, oh, he's watching his children, he cares, oh. Remember the Lord, oh, oh. If you get to school about a half hour late, the principal meets you at the gate, if you can't remember 1 plus 2 and you're busted for something that you didn't do, remember the Lord, oh, remember that he is in control. Remember the Lord, oh, he's watching his children, he cares, oh, remember the Lord. If your daddy's crusty and your mum's in a flap, and you spill the custard in your sister's lap, if you're sent to bed and you don't know why, and you can't get to sleep and you just wanna cry, remember the Lord, oh, remember that he is in control. Remember the Lord, oh, he's watching his children. Remember the Lord, oh, oh. Well, if you're hitting the skids and you're up the creek, creek, if you're down and out and things look bleak, if you're in the pits and you're out for a duck, if you're long in the tooth and short of a buck. Remember the Lord, oh, remember that He is in control. Remember the Lord, oh, He's watching His children, He cares, oh, remember the Lord, oh, oh.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Remember the Lord, He is in control. Well, now we come to a time where we're going to pray and hear God's word spoken to us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Open our hearts to receive your word, that we may know you better and be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Kay is going to come to us now and read to us our two Bible readings, the first from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and the second from Luke's Gospel chapter 6. Thanks, Kay.
Good morning. The first reading is from Ecclesiastes 3, 1 to 14. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet, no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear Him. The next reading is from Luke 6, 20 to 23. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven, for that is how their ancestors treated the prophets." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, thanks, Kay. Well, does God laugh? What a wonderful question. Not one we'd think to ask God, but hope that He would. What makes you laugh? At the beginning of the Bible, at the start of God's revelation of Himself and His unfolding plan for us, we read that God made people, men and women, in His image. Genesis 1, verse 27. What does that mean? Well, it means that although we don't look like God, we are like God in many ways. We can display in our person God-like behaviours. For example, we can think, speak, care, appreciate, and laugh. And with that comes a responsibility to be like God, to do what God desires and expects of us as His carer of people, creatures, and the world He's made. I believe that all the special things we can do as humans, like laughing, reflect a part of who God is, the way he's made us, so that we will relate to God, understand God, respect and befriend him, ultimately love him. There's not many verses in the Bible that actually say that God laughs. But in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, we read, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." I like to think that that is like God laughing with us, rejoicing with us at the things that make him happy. We make him happy when we do what pleases him. But the Bible does tell us about times when God laughs in a different way, at foolish people, because they think they can get away with making fun of God, even fight against him. They ignore God and what he has said. They joke about him, tell lies about him, and think they are clever, even cleverer than God. And some think they're doing the rest of us a favour, encouraging us to do what they do. We read in the Bible that God laughs at these people, not to be mean, but because he knows that he is God and God alone. And one day such behaviour can't and won't go unpunished. He will have the last say or the last laugh. For example, in Psalm 2 we read, "Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, 'Let us break their chains and throw off their shackles.' The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them with his wrath, saying, 'Of Jesus Christ, his son, I've installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the Lord's decree.' He said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me and I will make you the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession.'" They can't and won't go unpunished. Verse 9, "You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery." So what should people do? Verses 10 to 12. "Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss the Son, or he will be angry, and your way will lead you to destruction, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." Does God laugh? Yes, God laughs. When we rejoice, God rejoices with us and over us. He laughs with us. It's good to be saved, to be safe from God's different laughter, saved and safe in the arms of Jesus Christ. Blessed, blessed indeed are all who take refuge in him. Amen.
Saved a wretch like
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, with no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. We once were lost, but now we're found. Was blind, but now we see. Although we are the people of God, Scripture reminds us that we still sin. We need to confess our failures, knowing that the Lord Jesus died for us and intercedes for us with the Father. So let us take this time this morning to draw near to God, who freely forgives through his infinite goodness and mercy, and pray to him with sincerity and confidence. Together, Heavenly Father, we praise you for adopting us as your children and making us heirs of eternal life. In your mercy, you have washed us from our sins and made us clean in your sight. Yet we still fail to love you and serve you as we should. Forgive us our sins and renew us by your grace, that we may continue to grow as members of Christ, in whom alone is our salvation. Amen. God is slow to anger and full of compassion. He forgives all who humbly repent and turn to his Son, Jesus Christ, in whom there is now no condemnation. Amen. Well, David's going to come now and lead us in a time of prayer together. Thanks, David.
Good morning, everyone. Let's join together in prayer and start together with the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now as we continue in prayer, I'll say the collect of the day for us. Almighty God, our Creator and Guide, may we serve you with all our heart and know your forgiveness in our lives. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Sovereign Lord, you know all things, and through all circumstances of life you accompany your people. We continue to bring before you the situation we face as a society in dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. We are so thankful, Lord God, for the provision of the vaccines and the work that was done in creating them and testing them. A year ago, it was what we were hoping for, and in your sovereign providence, we now have them. We are so thankful for this blessing. We ask now that you will aid everyone who is working to distribute the vaccines, so that this can be done on an equitable and rapid basis, not just in our nation, but around the world. Lord God, we also pray especially for the more vulnerable and poorer nations, that they will be given access to effective protection that will protect many people. Heavenly Father, we are still seeing so much trauma created by the pandemic. We are very grateful for the medical professionals who are treating the sick. Please protect them in their work, especially in our city, where the expectation is that the situation will continue to deteriorate in the next month. Give them strength to continue through the long shifts in PPE and help them to see the rays of hope on a daily basis. Thank you for these people who are giving so much to help so many at this critical time. Lord God, we also bring before you those who mourn the loss of loved ones. We hear each day of the people who have died in our city, but we know there are many thousands more around the world who are dying every day from this virus. Please comfort the grieving and give them solace in their loss. Sovereign Father, we thank you for the governing authorities who are looking to make the right decisions at this time. For us here, we thank you for our Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, and our Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chant, and their teams. Especially as we come towards a higher vaccination rate, give them wisdom and insight in what they are doing to get the right balance of freedoms and protection from isolation. Lord God, we also ask for your protection and presence with people who are heavily impacted by the lockdowns, for people who have lost their livelihood and income, for people who are finding it hard to have hope for their future, for people who are isolated from family and friends. Lord, we know that you have made us to be in relationship with each other, and our social fabric is based on connection. So at a time when connections are strained and broken, we ask that you will help us to find ways to share with each other and trust in your sovereign goodness and glory. As a Christian community, please give us patience and peace and wise and generous hearts to look after those around us. And finally, Heavenly Father, we know there are many people with specific concerns and anxiety caused by the pandemic. Please help them and turn the hearts of many experiencing fear and anxiety to you so that they may find the peace which only you can give. And we pray all this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, Creator and Preserver of our world, we pray today for peace. Have mercy on our broken and divided world and banish the spirit that makes for war. We ask that leaders of nations and governments will pursue freedom, justice, and the welfare of all people. We pray especially for all affected by the escalating turmoil and tragic events in Afghanistan. Help the leaders of nations to protect the vulnerable and to establish justice and peace. Restrain those forces of evil and protect men and especially women and children from Taliban forces. We also pray for Christian brothers and sisters in Afghanistan. Preserve their lives and strengthen their witness in this land of deep spiritual darkness and despair. We pray for Afghani refugees who have made Australia their home and for those who are anxious about family in Afghanistan. Comfort them, we pray, and may they know the hope and peace that is found in our Lord Jesus. And we pray, Father, for the veterans of our Defence Force who have served in Afghanistan and their families. Sustain these men and women who have served our country. May they receive the care and support they need at this time and protect them from feeling disappointed and discouraged. Heavenly Father, in an uncertain world and yet with the sure knowledge that you are sovereign and in control, please turn the hearts of all people to your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and to the peace that passes all understanding. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord God, our protector, this month we are praying for the work of the police and the chaplains who support them. We ask that you will watch over all police and law enforcement officers. Please give them the strength, courage, and perseverance to endure in the difficult role they play to maintain harmony in our society. Give them safety in their daily work. And Father, we ask that those who look to minister to them with your word and presence will do that in ways that show your care for them in this work, so that they will see your justice and mercy, your care and love for all, and that you are the ultimate judge and protector of us all. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you great thanks for this parish. We ask that you will be with us as a congregation, so that we may conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. Help us to stand firm together and to be striving together as one. Help us to be united so that we will value each other and look to each other's interests. Heavenly Father, we have some people who have special needs at this time. Lord, please give them peace and comfort. We also ask that where necessary, please help each person to get whatever treatment may be required. Heavenly Father, we turn to you, trusting that in your mercy, you will provide what is needed. Amen. Lord our God, we bring before you all these prayers of your people, knowing that you love to hear what we have on our hearts and minds. We trust that you will continue to uphold and strengthen each of us this week in our relationship with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, David. Well, friends, I encourage you to join with myself and Rosemary tonight via Zoom. The link has been sent by Janice to you on Friday between 5 and 6 p.m. Just drop in, say hello. It's a great time to catch up with one another. Well, as we come to the end of our service together, let's stand and say what we believe in the words of this creed. As I ask you these questions, please reply back. Do you believe in God the Father? We believe in God the Father, Almighty Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in God's Son? We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life that's everlasting. Amen. Well, friends, we're very mindful of you as the week goes on, and you're constantly in Rosemary and myself in our prayers. And so as we leave today, let's say this final prayer together. Let's offer ourselves to God in his service together. Father, take us and use us to love and serve you and all people in the power of your Spirit and the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.